Nephi chapter 2. In the first six verses, we are told that Lehi packed up his family and left Jerusalem to go into the wilderness to live in a tent. We need to ask ourselves, if we were asked by the Lord to go out in the wilderness and live in a tent, would we do that? The important thing here is not, would we do it if an angel came down and said that we had to, then would we do it grudgingly? We have to ask ourselves if our number one priority in life is to follow the Lord. This means that we don't care whether he tells us to live in a nice home or live in a tent or what he tells us to do. Our joy and our happiness comes from following the Lord. This was Lehi's priority. As we see in verse 7, he stops to give thanks to the Lord after establishing his wilderness camp. In verses 9 and 10, we learn that as he has been leaving, he had been watching Laman and Lemuel. He becomes concerned for them, and he expresses his love for them in these two verses. In verse 11, we learn that Laman and Lemuel did not want to listen to their father or the Lord. Therefore, they murmur and call Lehi visionary. This tells us that they are really concerned about the riches and their fine house. But they know that this is wrong. So they rationalize by calling him visionary, which has the obvious connotation that he is crazy. But they, meaning Laman and Lemuel, are actually quite wonderful because they honor their father and do what he says, even though they know that he is crazy. We have to ask ourselves, where would we stand? Do we enjoy our house? Or would we rather serve God? Where do we really receive our joy? It is not, I really enjoy my house, but if the Lord told me to follow him, then I would do it. It is, I take my actual joy in following the Lord. Next, what would you do if Lehi came into this area and said to you, you Latter-day Saints, all you care about is your homes. You don't care about following the Lord. What you care about are the fine clothes that you wear. He goes on to say the same things that he said to the people in Jerusalem. Would you see a lot of truth in that? Or would you say, well, who are you? You're not a church leader. You are not in charge of anything. Who are you to come here and tell us that we are wicked and prophesy to us these things? Immediately you begin to see that, yes, you would mock a person like Lehi. When you learn that this person went to live in a tent in the Rocky Mountains and walked away from his house, would you not say that this man is crazy? He is a visionary man. You would say, go ahead, we did not want you anyway. We do not want crazy people like you amongst us. The point is that when we study Scripture, we have to say that this Scripture was written for us by the Lord, and we have to trust the Lord that he knows what he is doing, and he knows why he is writing that Scripture. The Lord expects us to take the Scripture literally and expects us to believe that the Scripture is real. We have to ponder how these things would happen today and what our reaction would be. In the second half of verse 12, it says, and they did murmur because they knew not the dealings of that God who had created them. This is explaining why Laman and Lemuel murmured. It says that they knew not the dealings of that God who had created them. What does this mean? This means that the way God deals with man is that he comes to them in visions, and he comes to him through the Spirit, and he tells them to do things that don't seem reasonable, and he tells them to go take a tent and go out into the wilderness, and he tells them to go prophesy to other people and be mocked and laughed at and hated. He tells them to do the same thing that he told Lehi. But they did not want to believe, meaning Laman and Lemuel did not want to believe that that was the dealings of God. Just as today, we do not want to believe that God would tell another man to come and prophesy to us. We say that God does not do these kind of things. Also, just like Laman and Lemuel say that, or the people of Jerusalem said that. Well, that implies that we do not know the dealings of God either. God is telling us here that this is how he deals with man. And if you understand that this is the way that he deals with man, then you will not murmur or not think that it is strange when you see these things beginning to happen. We also see that Laman and Lemuel had not developed a relationship with their Heavenly Father. At best, they had went to church and had been good church members, and they had believed in their country, or in this case, their city, Jerusalem. They believed in all these things, but they had not developed a relationship, a direct relationship with the Lord, so that they could understand how He dealt with them. Later we will see that Nephi had understood this relationship, and he knew how the Lord worked. As Nephi was an example to Nephi, Lehi and Nephi are examples to us. In verse 13, we see that Laman and Lemuel actually wanted to kill their father. We see that when people start to talk to you about repenting, and the things that they tell you to repent of hit home, that this creates anger in you. The first reaction is to tell that person to be quiet or to shut up. When they come with the power of God or they have His authority, there's nothing that we can do about it. So we become more and more angry. And that anger becomes stronger in wanting to shut that person up. It actually becomes a feeling of, I would like to kill that person. It is not the love of killing, but it is the desire to get that person to shut up. At this point, we must ask, why didn't Laman and Lemuel just return to Jerusalem? That they did not lets us know that the things that Lehi was saying to them hit home, but they just did not want to do it. They feared God, and they knew that if they went back to Jerusalem, then they would be destroyed with the people of Jerusalem. As they are arguing in verse 14, Lehi confounds them, which means that he explains to them some of the dealings of the Lord, and he explains how this all worked, and how it had been prophesied in the past, and so on. We confound someone by giving them truth. Therefore, he had given them truth, and they could not lie against it, and they did not know what to say. Now, we have to see that in this case, it is not just Lehi talking to Laman and Lemuel. Lehi is talking to all of his children. And so while he's talking, Nephi is listening. What does Nephi do? Does Nephi say, okay, I am immediately going to follow my father? No, we see in verse 16 that even though he has seen all the power that has been displayed towards Laman and Lemuel, Nephi decided to go to his heavenly father, which means that he doesn't believe in following his father. He goes directly to the Lord. He goes to the Spirit and asks if this or what it is that Lehi has been telling him is true. He asks what he is personally supposed to believe and what he is personally to do concerning this. Again, we might suspect back in verse 1 of chapter 1 that this is how he had been taught by his father. That he was to go to the Lord to learn the truth of things and what he was to do about it. It didn't bother Nephi to immediately go to the Lord and ask to have the same things that had been explained to his father to be explained to himself. He asked to feel the Spirit of these things. The Lord then comes and explains everything to him and comforts him. Notice that he went to the Lord with a great desire to know the mysteries of God. Again, it is not wrong for us to want to know the mysteries of God. What are the mysteries of God? A normal person who does not care about the Lord would be let down when given the mysteries. The Lord works in plain and simple ways. So the mysteries are just an explanation by the Lord of how He works in these plain and simple ways. This is what He explained to Nephi. Moving to the bottom of verse 16. The Lord says to Nephi that he has not rebelled like Laman and Lemuel. The key word here is rebel, meaning that is a strong word. It implies that they had turned against. Now we ask, what did they turn against? Was it against their father? This was how they made their outward action. But in the end of that verse, we see that it meant that they had rebelled against the word of God, which means that they were rebelling against God. Lehi taught his family that this word came from God and that they were to confirm it. This is emphasized in verse 17. When Nephi goes off to speak to Samuel, what does Samuel do? Does Samuel believe Nephi? No, he did not believe Nephi. This is one of the common errors of quickly reading this. It says that Samuel believes Nephi's words, which means that he believes that Nephi brought these words from God and that these words were from God. So again, we are learning that these righteous men are not putting their dependence on men. They are putting their dependence on the Word of God or on God. They are ensuring that the words are from God. How? Obviously through the Spirit. In verses 18 and 19, Nephi, having seen all these things and believing, he wonders why his older brothers do not believe, having seen them also. This makes Nephi's heart heavy, and he goes to the Lord and prays to the Lord for his older brothers. It says that the Lord came to him, which only means that the Spirit of God came and touched his spirit. This is evident by Nephi's later accounts of actual visitations. He blesses Nephi, and he says that he will teach and rule over Laman and Lemuel. As we will see later, it does not mean that he rules with a lot of force and control and telling them all what to do. The key thing is that he will teach them. And notice that it said he will be a teacher and a ruler, emphasizing that the first thing is to be a teacher. He will teach them of God and how to go directly to God as he has done. How do we know this from simply reading here? Because in verse 21, preface to being told that he will teach them, he says that Laman and Lemuel will have rebelled against God. Notice that it is not rebelled against Nephi or even Lehi or even against the church, but it was rebelled against God. Remember that the example has been set by Nephi and Sam. They went to God to have the words of men verified. Thus, when Nephi is presenting these words to his brothers, he is really just passing on to them the words of God. He is just being a servant or instrument of God to pass on the words of God. In fact, as we saw previously here, we can expect that Laman and Lemuel received some confirmation that these words were from God, and they were rebelling against them or God. Now the Lord wants to make this clear, so he repeats it again. When the Lord repeats in Scripture, he is trying to make a point. He repeats again in verses 23 that they had rebelled against him, meaning God. They did not rebel against Nephi. Nephi's job was to be a teacher or to pass on the words of God. The main thing he teaches them is the same thing that his father taught him, and that is to go directly to God. In verse 24, he says that Laman and Lemuel's descendants will be a scourge unto the descendants of Nephi, and then explains why. To stir them up to a remembrance of the Lord. Again, it is not to stir them up to a remembrance of Lehi, Nephi, or the church leaders, but to stir them up in remembrance of their God. Now that we have finished only two chapters in the Book of Mormon, it has already laid this strong foundation that we are to go directly to God in order to receive our word, or to receive his word, and to receive confirmation of any word delivered to us by man. We could also say that this was how we received a confirmation of the words given in the Book of Mormon.